Now, I wanted to speak a little bit about dreams today as well. We've all learned all kinds of things about our dreams, but according to the Great Freedom Teaching, one of the purposes of dreams at night is to resolve points of view. And so you may notice that you have more nightmares, or that could be coupled with many good dreams as well, fantastic dreams, dreams you've never had before. But just know that all these dreams, they're not necessary to harbor or make anything out of. You don't need to analyze them or prove anything about them. Just know that they are greatly helpful in the resolution of your points of view. So that by having a dream, it greatly increases the possibility of resting. That's clear, isn't it? By having these dreams that are so phantasmagorical that you don't know what to make out of them, they are resolving your points of view, whatever they are. They're making it easier for you to be free from points of view. This is the way to understand all perceptions, whether they're waking perceptions or sleeping perceptions. Now, when you go to sleep at night, and how many people here sleep standing up? You sleep standing up. Okay, great. Oh, no, you don't sleep standing up. All right, great. I was going to say you were the first person I've ever met who sleeps standing up. And what about sitting up? How many people sit up when they sleep?
Oh.
So, okay, very good. So it's common that we get in bed when we sleep, and we're horizontal. And so when we go to bed and close our eyes, at that moment it's important to take short moments of awareness and just notice what occurs. We've closed our eyes and now we see that there are still points of view appearing. And we can go about this in a relaxed way. It isn't like being in military boot camp. That's not the kind of force we're applying to it. We're going about it in a relaxed way. We're just relaxing and seeing the points of view appearing in awareness. Now, as we maintain awareness for short moments many times during this process, we'll get to a point where we see that all the points of view stop, the ordinary points of view, and there's just a clear, open space of alert, cognizant vigilance. Now, at that point, it's very important to realize that a non-conceptual state is also a point of view. It's the same alert cognizance that is aware of non-conceptuality as is aware of conceptuality. This is the importance, one area of importance of maintaining awareness when falling asleep. In this, in your own direct experience, you come to see that both the non-conceptual and the conceptual appear within awareness. You can hear all the talk about this that there is to hear in the whole wide world, and that can never compare to the actual experience that both non-conceptuality and conceptuality appear in awareness. It's very, very important. If at that point of non-conceptuality you can continue to maintain awareness, you will go into sleep and into dreams aware. Even though you're there sleeping and you have that point of view of being sleeping or dreaming or whatever it is, you can maintain awareness to one degree or another. Now, this is also important because you see then that you are a point of view appearing in awareness. You see it very clearly. The sleeping you is a point of view appearing in awareness. Now, this makes it much easier to see that the waking you is a point of view appearing in awareness. But like I said before, if you see this in your own experience, if this is clear to you in your own experience, then it's worth a lot more than listening to talks forever or reading books forever. And so it's very important to maintain awareness in sleep and dreams and in the process of going to sleep. It doesn't mean that you need to do this every night. In fact, doing it every night can become a strange obsession. So all that is required is once, one time of seeing that you really do appear with an intrinsic awareness, whether you're waking, dreaming, or sleeping. It's very, very powerful. It's very, very powerful self-instruction in short moments repeated many times. Now, does anyone have a question about what I've just stated about that? I've tried to make it simple, very simple. All right, well, if you do have any questions about that, you can ask your teacher, and they'll be happy to answer it. And also, I've given many talks on maintaining awareness in dreams and sleep, so your teacher could also point out those talks to you.